Welcome to Sword and Board, a Dungeons & Dragons Onslaught podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sword and Board. I almost said the fifth Drooper. That was close. one of the many podcasts I do. We are back.
It all tracks, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I thought about making one long episode where it's the fifth Drooper plus Sword and Board, and we just kind of like put them together and then we talk 50-50. Yeah.
Call it like a Mitza cast, but it's just both of us.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's the same. Same thing, just doing more, talking about more games. So today, we got the Red Wizards coming up. Now, there's been, since we've been talking, there's been the Mercenaries Pack that came out, and then we've got the two. Surprisingly to me, the Harper and the Zhentarim packs came out. I didn't think those were coming out to the last month or this month. Last month, I thought it was supposed to be the Benefactor, but we got that. So now hopefully Benefactor this month, I guess.
Benefactor in June, I think, is what the Discord says.
And I had like
I don't know if that's binding or anything, but hail Discord. That's what it says.
Yeah, I had no idea that the two faction expansions were even out until I was on like Mincher Mark and it said sending now. I'm like, wait, what? I thought this was a while ago.
they're pretty solid. We'll get to those in a later episode, but
yeah, they're pretty good.
I think Fishboy MVP.
Dude, Nerthurum or Rogue, the Rogue. Yes. Anyway, we're here talking about Red Wizards today. If you watched the latest D&D movie, aka The Bad Guys, the good one.
Why choose the lesser evil?
Yeah, right. Why choose the lesser? Just be the straight evil. We got them up. We're going to run through each character a little bit and then kind of each pick a favorite and then why we think it's our favorite. So brief overview, I would say they're the skill check faction.
Yeah, right, where it's the highest skill floor. We'll call it that. Lowest skill floor, I guess, would be the way to put that.
Yeah.
They are hard to play and they are very they're below average in both average AC and health. Even the tanky ones aren't that tanky. So if you get caught out, you could get melted pretty quick. But they have a bunch of tricks to kind of help prevent that.
Yeah, they don't. It's easy to get them killed if you're not careful. But they have some really powerful abilities that kind of make up for that. And also they do like low-key soft counter the Harpers a little bit, especially with like the counterspell stuff some of them can do to stop activated abilities like Chloe's Inspire or anybody's really good stuff. Like it feels pretty bad to lose your attack. I'm trying to think of the ability that Pluck had, the pretty much you get to attack again, Song of the Warrior, Warrior Song or something. You lose that and that's five turns or something before you get that back. And like that's good, but it's not even as good as like an Inspire, right? Like that feels pretty bad. So being able to counter that's really good for them. But there's not really a great place to like. There's not like a good like list builder online or anything for this game. So I wish I had something to. If you watch our fifth Trooper cast, like I can pull up cards on the fly, and go over them. But this, so we're gonna kind of like. This is the best I got. This is from the official. From the Game Nerds site, but this is about. Wait a minute. This isn't even. Wait a minute. This is wrong. Do you see what's wrong with it?
Do I see what's wrong with it? Yes. At least one thing that's wrong.
What's that?
On there. His AC and health are wrong.
Oh, I did. That's the less obvious. Yes, it's 4 and 12 and 10. It's 4, 14 and 8. Okay. What I saw was those are the wrong upgrade cards. Those are wrong level up cards. Those are for many arrows.
Oh.
Okay, so that intern is fired. Box is empty. All right, well, actually, just out of curiosity. Well, yeah, if you go here, the box is just like It's empty, just a black, like...
It's a mystery. It's a grab
mystery
bag.
Box. Okay, they're right. They've got the right upgrade cards.
They are right.
He is... Is that wrong, too?
Snux.
Or, Snux.
Snux is a 12-10.
Okay, all right, that's right. All right. So, okay. Whoops. All right, well, we'll just look at this. We'll just look at this great picture of the
Red Wizard models. That's fine. We can make sure everyone knows which one's which when we're spouting them off.
All right. Why don't you give me a light overview of each one?
Okay, you want to go light and then we'll detail?
Yeah, then we'll go light and then we'll each pick like.
So we'll go in order here that they're on the screen there from top left to, you know, eventually bottom right.
That works.
So starting off that man there with the swirly hand coming around, which you have to be kind of specific. It's the bigger man with the swirly hand because there's two special hands.
That's true,
Wizards. That is Elak Uladain? Uladain?
Uladain?
Danin? The cleric. He's not a nice cleric, if you didn't tell by the skull helmet.
I know. I'm evil.
He is he's the vanguard for the Red Wizards, so he's a little bit more of a tanky kind of guy. I won't go over everything. But he's 16 AC, 11 health, which is tanky for a Red Wizard.
Yeah. And heals on hit too, right?
Yeah, but he only does one damage when he does it.
That's fine. I mean,
yeah.
He's
got a ranged attack to deal 2 damage, but it's a little short range. But his big thing is he is one of the ones that can control a skeleton. He only gets one, unlike somebody else we'll get to later. But he can do that. He does kind of a bit of everything with his tankiness. He gives you an extra skeleton. And he also has an on-demand bonus action weaken ability, which is Touch of Death. Which is huge, especially you don't roll for it. It just happens. He gives somebody the weakened condition, which is big for bosses. So it drops 3 damage down to 1. And it's also really helps if you're about to get punched by like a strong melee right from your opponent or whatever. Okay. Dropping the weaken on him is pretty huge.
He also has combat reflexes, and his 2 level up cards are greater skeletons. A friendly skeletons lose the undead minion. That keyword makes skeletons only roll 1 attack die, so they get the 2 back.
I guess we should talk about skeletons real quick. Well, after Reaper.
Yeah, let me at least get through this. Then Reaper, your basic melee attack gains +1 damage and +1 health while attacking a slowed or weakened enemy. So you're doing, it's like a 4 damage swing because you're dealing 2 and healing 2. If you want to think of it like that when you hit. That's pretty good too. So if you don't care about the skeletons, you're not going in on that strategy. Being able to like deal out some extra damage is pretty good. It's a +4 to hit. It's not the worst. It's okay.
+4 is not bad.
All right. And next we got.
I'm gonna jump in with the skeleton real quick.
Okay.
So skeletons are minions that actually the Red Wizards can summon. That's kind of their shtick, is that you're not really playing with 9 or with 5. It's depending on how you're playing. You might be playing with 9.
Yeah.
So a lot of them have the ability to summon a certain minion. So in this case, skeletons. They are not great, but they're free. So they're movement 3. They have 3 hit points with a 10 AC. So they're pretty easy to hit. A lot of times it will take 2 hits unless it takes a serious 3 damage hit from a real damage dealer. And their attack is a +3 to hit for 1 damage. But that undead minion that he mentioned is an effect they have. They only roll 1 die while attacking, and they suffer an additional damage from magic effects. That's divine effects specifically. So not super good for damage, but they're free edition, and they're especially good for just blocking out places, blocking line of sight to you, because enemy models will block line of sight. Your swishy guys just denying movement, and if they're not dealt with, they can eventually make it to the backfield and start harassing somebody they don't want hit, like a caster, like Cloak.
Now, I wish the Red Wizards had came a little manual about how minions work, or something like that, because minions do not count toward objectives. They can't count for control points. They don't count for that. Didn't know that the first time I played. So I'm like, wow, these guys are really good. There's some guys at the control point and can't do anything about it. That kind of sucks. They get two actions, so they can like move, I believe, right?
Yeah, I believe they act like normal.
Yeah, so it's not like move and then nothing. Which I thought
it's worth mentioning real quick how they activate. So the champions that can summon them, they all have a bonus action to command whatever they summon. And when you spend that bonus action, you activate, in this case of a friendly skeleton at range 1 to 3. And then, so you spend his bonus action and you get a full activation on a skeleton.
It's pretty good.
And they kind of work like when you have multiple, they kind of work like the hostage in the early campaign missions, where like you could, I got two guys that can activate, make the skeleton activate. They can both activate the same skeleton.
Yes. Yeah.
Really need to get fancy with it.
I mean, sometimes you do, sometimes they just die and like you're just stuck with that. But they are the summon faction. There's another character who can summon a dog, get to that, which dog kind of underwhelming. But skeleton's pretty good. So scooting along here. Next we got I just call him the warlock, but it's of Scardale. Okay, we got a basic melee attack that one enemy at range 1 +4 to hit, 1 damage, heal 1. That's a thing they these guys do. They tend to have lower ACs, but they heal. Agonizing Blast, one enemy at range 2 to 5 +4 to hit for 3 damage. That's like nutty. Like that's really good.
3 damage at range is not something you see very often.
Really crazy, actually. Then critical, +1 damage, +1 heal. So that could be 4 damage, which is pretty wild. Low key, this guy's my MVP pick of the faction, but we'll keep going. So
we'll have words later.
Dude, this guy's nuts. Honestly, it's because of his counterspell, but let me get to that in a sec. Cloak of Flies, gain Cloak of Flies. You have cover against all enemies, and enemies cannot take reactions after you move. So if you get jumped by somebody, Cloak can get out of there. Having cover for when being shot at is pretty good. They only roll 1 die, right?
Yes.
So that's excellent. He's got Fireball, the big, the Dungeons and Dragons spell. It's like, remember there's an old article way back when they're like, Fireball is meant to be overpowered at low levels. The wizard should feel like they're doing something like awesome, like throw all these d6.
It's iconic,
it's like the cool thing. Fireball, so it takes your standard action, it does arcane, and it's a 5 turn cooldown. Sorry, Cloak of Flies is a 5 turn cooldown as well. One space at range 2 to 5 +6 to hit, area effect 1 damage 2. That's pretty good. He gains an experience after you defeat an enemy character, which is like, that's fine. It's pretty rare to get that off compared to some of the others are like you live getting experience. Rad.
Yeah.
But the big move is counterspell. After an enemy at 1 to 3 uses a arcane or divine ability and sets their cooldown dial, if any, cancel it. So it's a once a game thing, but you can cancel like the Zhentarim's cleric big heal. Like if you jump somebody like, nope, you don't get that. Or if they're going to do Chloe's Inspire, like, nope, if you're close. 1 to 3 is pretty close, but
that's why I'm gonna have words.
I mean, that's fine, you can. I don't care. What are you gonna do? I think that's really powerful. That's really crazy. It is, so I kind of feel like it's a feels bad ability. I'm not a big fan that it kind of exists in the game as it does, because like losing something you only get to do once, maybe twice, kind of doesn't feel great. But let me get to his upgrade cards. I'm like,
I'll take his upgrades. I got him right here.
Okay.
So one of his upgrades is very simple. It's Armor of Shadows, just a straight up +3 to AC. That still only brings him to 15.
Yep.
So not really a huge benefit. I probably wouldn't take that one unless he really, really needed to survive in some situation that he was placed in. His other one, I think, is much better. It's Eldritch Spear. So his melee weapon gains an additional range, an additional damage.
Crazy.
And you heal one after additional one after you hit with an attack.
So it'd be two you heal.
I'm not sure. This may have to be FAQ'd. I think that is a separate condition. I think that's when you hit with any kind of attack, you'd heal one.
And you heal one. You heal an additional one after you hit with an attack. I mean,
wouldn't it say, if it was consistent, wouldn't it say that you'd after you hit with a melee attack?
Yeah, I guess as rules as written, it's you could gain one off Agonizing Blast or Fireball, I guess.
Yeah, if you asked me, now as your TO, I'd look at it and go, huh, that could go either way, and I'd probably be permissive with it.
And you heal one, just actually hit with an attack. Yeah, it doesn't have the symbol. Because specifically calls out your melee basic attack gains +1 range. +1 damage. I mean, I guess it's all... I think if you read, like, the rule... So his rules as written is an attack means get it no matter what, but I think
well,
rules as
wouldn't
intended
it say,
is,
though, it would be like how it's written in the melee attack. So it'd be +1 damage and then +1 heal symbol. Because that's already in the profile.
Yeah, I think rules as intended is just meant for the spear. If I had to, like...
disagree, but I've been wrong before.
I mean, it's the thing's called Eldritch Spear, so you're poking them with the spear. Yeah. But I guess, like, that clarification, I really wish there was a fact or something where you could go. That'd be nice.
There is. I don't think it's been updated for this release yet. But...
Yeah, no, but this would be... That'd be good for that. Yeah, the fact's kind of light, but like something like that would be a good.
This would be a good rules question for the Discord. Look it up there at some point.
All right.
But anyway, so I'm gonna have words here briefly about this counterspell thing.
Okay.
The reason really I don't think it's that good,
okay,
is because every character in the game can just walk away from them before they use it.
Yeah, it's a reaction. I mean, you can position yourself at a point where if they want to use it on somebody in particular, you can do it. I guess it's just more of a looming threat. Like, the fear of a nuclear bomb is just as powerful as the nuclear bomb itself. Being like, I could cancel this if you get close.
He is, in the We Are Super Squishy faction, he is the squishiest. And it makes me nervous having him close enough that that's an actual threat.
But sure, I still think it's super powerful. And there'll be some games won or lost by it, I think. It's he doesn't have like a hit you when I run away, but that's still real good. All right, next.
All right. This is the big guy. Quella Brelton?
Sure.
Amas Nadel.
Or the wizard.
The wizard.
The wizard.
Oh, also, we forgot to mention that, not surprisingly, the Warlock is your ranged damage dealer.
Yep.
Well, Brelton is your healer, except not, because they don't heal. You have an unarmed strike that is a terrible punch, +3 to hit for 1 damage, because you're a wizard. But your ranged attack is awesome. 2 to 5, +5 to hit, 2 damage, and slowed. And then it's even better. Bonus action to command undead, just like the other ones. At this time, you can activate up to 2 friendly skeletons at range 1 to 5.
Pretty good.
In an order of your choice. Movement 4, like normal. AC 14, 8 health. So a little squishy. AC isn't actually terrible. But yeah, we as far as he's actions wearing, go,
he's got mage armor on.
Yes, he does. That you can't have that much of your model be clear plastic
without something
spell effects without some swag in there. As far as extra XP, when you gain an experience whenever you summon a minion, I believe this is another one that could be interpreted, but I believe that is just straight up two whenever you use the summon ability.
I always played it as one. I guess that would be a good clarification.
I've always played it as two, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Because there is a possibility that you do only summon one.
Yeah, I just figured it's like how I figured it was in line with like when you cast Fireball and then you hit multiple people, you still only get one experience for hitting, even though you hit like the crowd. I kind of thought it was like that, but again, some clarification would be nice. Okay. 'Cause I see it either way. I mean, summon a minion, you summon two minions, therefore one, two. Yep, that'd be nice.
Anyway, as far as actions go, we got a standard action with a 3-round cooldown. Undead Thralls, you summon up to 2 skeletons in unoccupied spaces at range 1 to 3. So we can actually throw them out kind of far. If he pops them out with a standard action and then moves them with a bonus,
yeah,
they're reaching pretty far. It's worth noting that the cleric, when he animates them, he animates one next to him on a 5-round cooldown.
Yep.
This guy is 2 skeletons on a 3-round cooldown at range. He is the summon master. His other ability, he's got negative energy. It's a targeted at... it's almost kind of like Death Coil from old Warcraft 3, if anybody guys have played that. Target a character at range 2 to 5 as a standard action for a 5-round cooldown. It's +5 to hit for 3 damage. Or if you target a minion, it instead heals at 5.
That's interesting because I don't think... Let me see. So we'll just real quick jump to his level up cards before we talk about his... Yeah, they don't gain a health. So I guess there could be, I guess other expansions might have minions that have more than 3 health, because it seems kind of overkill. But
yeah,
I guess
the,
it's like
the dog has 4, but yeah, it's the, there might be something else coming. But yeah, that is.
And then what's his reaction?
All right, his reaction is a 1-turn cooldown, but it is a Grim Harvest. After an enemy at range 1 to 3 is killed, heal 2.
Pretty good.
It's only on himself, though.
I mean, also, I say pretty good. It's kind of like, okay.
Yeah, I'm not super... It's better than a reaction attack on a dude who's just throwing hands and he's a wizard.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty rare that that happens. Maybe you could set it up so that he gets like attacked by like a kobold archer or something.
Yeah, and just...
So he takes the hit for your team, and then whenever it dies, he heals it back up. Or something.
Yeah. Right, let's go over his level up cards.
All right. He's got Unholy Resilience. Friendly skeletons gain +4 to their AC. That only takes them to 14.
Yeah.
Still probably not.
They're going to get hit. Yeah.
Yeah. If they're being targeted, they'll be getting hit, which is actually usually they probably not worth the shot if you can put it somewhere else. But his other one makes them actually something your opponent has to try to deal with. Inescapable Destruction. Friendly skeletons gain +1 damage to their melee attack.
Pretty good.
Which is double. Takes them from 1 to 2.
All right.
Especially when you consider that he can make 2 of them attack just as a bonus action on his turn.
Yeah, that's pretty not bad.
Pretty good. It's also worth noting that it doesn't say his skeletons.
No, that's all their
skeletons.
Yeah, that same thing with the other guys, right? Like all skeletons lose it. Yeah, the AC one just seems like who cares? Like
I don't think that ever really take.
Yeah, it almost like man.
No, I'd never say never. There might be some weird situation where I've skeleton standing in the way that absolutely can't die, and this makes him not die a little bit less.
Yeah, like, I just feel like 14 really isn't still like still great, but you know, whatever.
It's not worth doubling their damage output.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like 1 to 2 is big. That's huge. It's a 100% increase, you might even say.
Yeah, almost. Wow.
But wowee. Okay, so we got Lament, the sorcerer. Yeah, careful, don't cut yourself on all that edge. She's the melee damage dealer, which is strange. Yeah, these the fact like him being like their healer, it's kind of strange. I guess he's like such a pivotal character, like he's so good that to have a healer plus him would just be like too much, maybe.
Well, wait till you get their paladin in the expansion.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's looks pretty good. That was spoiled on the Discord. Yes. Go there if you want. There's like an issue with the Discord right now where there's like was the official one sort of, but the mod just like went out for smokes and never came back. And then so they started a new one, but now we've got two of the like the Onslaught Discord and things are getting posted in both. It's strange. Yeah.
The transition is mostly happened at this point. It's the update on the or the link on the Reddit's getting changed and everything, but
yeah.
It's in progress.
Lament. Basic melee attack, standard action, melee. One target at range 1 plus 2 to hit for 2 damage. That's dog water. That's real dog water. I mean, it's 2 damage.
You know what? It's better than the wizards.
Plus 3 to 1. Yeah, but for your melee plus damage dealer,
yeah.
Not great. Ray of Frost, standard action, arcane, 1 enemy 2 to 5 plus 5 to hit 2 damage and target and slow. That's really good.
Yep, same one as the wizard. Awesome.
Super good. Critical.
Especially when you're as a red wizard, the thing you're most afraid of is people getting to you.
Yeah.
Throwing out slow is pretty handy.
Critical plus 1 damage, another additional damage to the target slowed or weakened, and that's pretty easy for you. His master's voice, bonus action, activate a friendly Hound of Ill Omen at range 1 to 3. Before we do that, I'll go down. Gain 1 experience after an adjacent enemy is dispatched, killed. That's okay. It doesn't have to be her killing it though. So if you kill someone, kill something attacking her, gain experience. 4 speed, 13 AC, 8 health. Shocking grasp. This is where I think she gets the melee damage dealer tag. So standard action, arcane, 2 turn cooldown, 1 enemy at range 1, plus 7 to hit, 4 damage. That's the best I've ever seen. I think
for a 4 damage shot. Pretty unusual
with a 2 turn cooldown. So you're like 8 if they don't
get away from you. Plus 7 to hit for 4 damage is nice.
Release the hound. Release hound. Standard action, arcane, a 3 turn cooldown. Summon the Hound of Ill Omen in an occupied space at range 1, and then opportunity attack. That's just the roll 1 die. Someone leaves your area. I don't have the hound card in front of me, but it's like
I've got it.
Yeah, 4
speed. So it is damage. Speed 4. So it's a skeleton, but better in every way. So it's speed 4 as opposed to speed 3. AC 12 as opposed to AC 10. Its bite is plus 5 to hit, rolling 2 dice instead of plus 3, rolling 1. Still 1 damage. And it has 4 health instead of 3. Yeah. It also has a very niche ability called No Escape, where it can attack enemies with an invisibility token.
Yeah, I mean, the new Zhentarim expansion that came out, one of the characters can go invisible, so I guess that's like a weird counter against that one character to like, I mean, sure. Or the powder invisibility, or invisibility powder?
Yeah, there's an item.
Yeah, that you can do that too. So, I mean, maybe it's like, that's clutch. The dog always just gets in the way for me because I got other stuff to do. But maybe I could just be bad. I consider myself a so-so pro at most things. But like, yeah, maybe I'm just terrible. That's fair.
A so-so pro.
Umbral form. You may move through, but not end your movement overlapping enemies and blocking terrain. That's pretty good. Especially with 4 speed, not bad. And then Shadow's Deceit. Shadow's Deceit. No, I was right.
Yes.
The first time you would be killed, set your health to 1 unless the effect would defeat you as a critical success. So the one time I did take that, I got crit when I got killed, and I was big sad. I'm like, oh. I'm
still probably taking it every time.
No.
Well, I mean, there's situations where Umbral Form might be like, oh, this has to happen, and I can do this thing.
Yeah, could like grab an objective token, run through a wall.
That's not the default.
Yeah. The boards are pretty open usually. Terrain isn't that bad, you know, where you got like a maze or anything. So but still, her base stuff is kind of mid, but that shocking grasp is so good, it's almost worth just trying to get her in there. But with 13 AC and 8 health, it's a gamble. Because there's a good chance she gets like three shot. Just by the enemy
three
team,
shot,
you move
like,
up
pretty easy. Yeah,
you move up, you zap somebody, and they go, "Okay, cool." But
I think
like
shocking grasp is it's exclusively a finishing move. Just like run up and zap, and you could move up, shocking grasp, and attack with the hound for a pretty reliable 5 damage.
Yeah,
swing.
Well, so we kind of went out of order with the characters on the screen.
You threw me off.
Oh well.
All right.
All right. Who do we got?
All right. We got my boy Zook.
Zook.
Double Filch.
Double Filch.
The rogue.
Yeah.
And
a thief steel man coming at you.
He is the hybrid for the Red Wizards. I almost said Harpers. He's the hybrid for the Red Wizards. Yeah. And maybe my favorite.
Good.
So he has got a short sword. For a melee attack, it's +6 to hit for 2 damage.
That's really good.
That is very good. Better than most. He also has an awesome range attack. That is range 2 to 4,
like
Ray of Enfeeblement.
The reason to take him, it's so good. Being
there's many reasons to take him.
Being weakened is such a pain in the butt when you're a character.
So it is a good range attack with Ray of Enfeeblement at range 4, +5 to hit for 2 damage. That's good like on its own. But also the target gains weakened. They're attached to half damage rounding down.
It's just like
not only is this awesome on enemy champions and stuff, on like boss monsters, it's insane.
Yeah. It's
going from
3
to 1 is
weakened
huge.
Is
especially when you've just got a skeleton tanking it. Something the boss has to hit the skeleton three times.
Like weakened is a very powerful keyword, and I'm a little sad that it's on an attack that can kind of be spammed just to make everybody weakened and the other guy just does not have a good time.
Awesome.
But
in case that wasn't enough, for his crit, he does an extra damage and he heals 1. That's pretty common for a lot of Red Wizards.
Yeah.
He also has sneak attack, so he gets an additional damage with his melee weapon if there's a friendly character adjacent to the target. Or he gets an additional damage with his ranged weapon if he has cover from the target.
Dude, killing 3 at 2 to 4 +5 is and weakened is
and
like
weakened.
Actually nutty. Like holy cow.
He also has he gets probably the best experience condition where he just gains an experience at the end of his activation.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Just gets one for
free. Like Bedlam. Yeah.
Yeah. He is AC 14, so pretty average there. 9 health. He's a little squishy, but still his offense is awesome. And he has speed 5 on top of it all. For his actions here, we have a bonus action for Ledger Domain. Target 1 mini at range 1 to 3, and you take 1 loot token and its corresponding item card from the target.
That's, dude. That's so good.
So there are missions where essentially you're trying to like grab like a relic and go score a touchdown in your opponent's zone. Those are loot tokens.
Sure are.
He can just snag it and say, nope, you're not taking this.
It's a once a game, but like that can be the game, right? Like
he can seal the game. Or I mean, even when like a lot of times treasures like used for extra points to essentially like a tiebreaker or something. Like, just swiping one. It's awesome. His second ability, I'm not as huge of a fan of. It can be cool, but it's really situational, I think. It costs his standard action and his movement. It's another once per game thing. A spell thief. Target one enemy at range 1 to 3. Choose one of their arcane or divine abilities and use it as though it were yours.
I mean, inspire's pretty good. It'd be like skeletons get +1 to hit. And
if you can snag an inspire with it, that's great. Crap. It does cost your movement, though, so that's kind of hard to pull off.
Yeah.
But if you can snag it, that'd be awesome. Again, be a little bit wary about diving this guy in, though, because he is kind of squishy.
If you like last...
He's a red wizard, after all.
If you like last first him, right? You could probably get away with that.
Yeah, but then you're up on weird conditions for what you can grab and make use of. But if you can even like steal like a good like fireball or something, just drop it in. But I think his main pull is in his just Rave Enfeeblement being awesome and Dungeon Domain being so awesome. Sneak attack fiends. And speed 5. He's just awesome at everything.
He's just like, he's concerningly good. like oh, you get to do all that? And how much do you cost? Oh, there's no points. You just take a slot. Got it. He's an auto-include. I see.
Yes, he is my favorite.
Magical Ambush. Plus, so it's 2 level cards. Magical Ambush. Deal +1 damage against enemies who have not activated this round. I see. You hear me just like breaking down. I'm like, yeah, what if you did like, you sneak attack someone for 4 and they just died. So yeah. Like, okay. Seems pretty good. You sneak attack someone for 4, then you steal their like armor or something, or you steal the armor first, sneak attack them for 4, then leave. Like,
yep.
Okay, bye. Thanks. Reversal Trickster. Your ranged attack gains +1 damage if a friendly character is adjacent to your target. So,
and that includes minions.
Yeah, what if I did 4 damage? Yeah, 3, 4, yep. Possibly 5 on a crit. Like, and you get enfeebled, so you're just like garbage to try to hit me back. Holy smokes.
Zoot's the man.
Yeah, you're making a hard argument for him. I thought, like, the worst part is the Warlock's like, kind of like averagely fair. He's like, I'm kind of weak. I got some close range abilities. I stab okay. I don't stab okay. I got a good agonizing blast. Like, I'm all right. And then I do this guy. I'm like, oh, he's him, but better. Like, yeah.
Tell you a secret, Evan. The Warlock's the one that I cut out.
I just like him because I think he's cool. But actually, this is the one I cut out, the fighter normally. We got a lot of beef, but okay. Marsha Ashlord. Ooh. Now that sounds like a character name I made when I first started playing Dungeons and Dragons. Kill lots of guys. The fighter slot, it's a tactician, which is interesting.
Yes.
Spike Chain, standard action, melee. One enemy at range 1 to 2, +5 to hit, 2 damage. 1 to 2 is pretty good. A critical +1 and move the target up to 2 spaces that does not stay away from you. So you could pull them toward you like Scorpion if you want to get over here. Threatening Reach. You can use your combat reflexes when target enters your melee basic range. So 1 to 2, you can give them a smack for 2 dice. And that's like 1 turn cooldown as a reaction. Combat reflexes is 2 dice. Opportunity attack is 1 die. Like a universal rule throughout the game.
So she's got the better version.
Yeah. She's got 4 movement, which is actually okay. 14 AC, which is a little not amazing.
14 AC is average.
But the big thing is
13 health. Good for a red wizard, but average.
Yeah. 13 health is pretty big. Gain 1 experience, I have to use a refresh ability or just an ability, a dial down ability. Entangling Strike. Bonus action, melee, 3 turn cooldown, 1 enemy at range 1 to 2, +5 to hit, 2 damage, and target gains slowed. So you can double tap somebody. You can whack them, and then you can
You can double slap somebody, and they're slowed for their troubles.
And that's pretty 3 is like you get to do it at least twice a game.
Yeah, probably pull it off twice.
But twice, and then get to do it again when you want to, right? Like instead of like five, where it's like I have to do it first or second to maybe get it
in an 8-turn game. Yeah,
yeah, maybe to get it done.
In six, you're a little bit more constrained on that, but
yeah. Second wind, 4-turn cooldown, bonus action, gain 3 hit points back.
Yeah,
pretty good.
And she's tough enough that she's probably gonna make. You can probably bet on her getting the chance to use it.
Oh yeah, she'll live.
So yeah, she'll effectively has 16 health, which is dope.
Yeah. Her two level up abilities are power attack, your melee basic attack, -2 to hit, but +1 damage. So 3 for 3. 3 to hit, +3. Pretty good. That's like most barbarians and stuff like that usually hit on a +3. And then
I like her other one.
The Sentinel, getting there. After an enemy is hit by your combat reflexes, they end their movement and lose all remaining move points. That's horrible. I mean, it's good. It's good. It's just like horrible to be hit by. You're like, oh,
yeah. Especially when her combat reflex is out to range too.
Yeah, so you can kind of cover a lot of ground there.
Yeah, she's very good, and you know, it also specifically her combat reflex is what gets triggered when someone runs into your range.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can't even like try to scoot by you. She's really good at doing what I think the Red Wizards need the most is.
Line
keeping
back.
Them away from your squishies.
Yeah.
So she is another one of my auto includes, actually.
The AC is kind of mid, so you can get burst down pretty quick, but
the AC is kind of mid, but the hit points are
13's a lot, and then you'll have 16. It's very rare. It would be a miracle, I think, if she got one rounded without being.
Yeah, 13 is the second highest HP in the game.
Okay.
Drachmau from the Harpers, the Barbarian, has 14.
Okay.
But that's it.
So, cool. So that's Red Wizards. We kind of went over them kind of in depth, I guess. A little more than I thought, but that's okay. I mean, my favorite's still the Warlock, but I have to say, if I had to pick, like, an MVP, it'd be Zook. Like, he's just...
Yeah.
It's strange that, like, a few things this game are strange to me right now. It's like, Many Arrows has no archers. And Zook, the thief, is the best Red Wizard.
He's an arcane trickster.
I steal spells. Ever heard of it? it's still like you'd think like a wizard would be like the bad boy.
I mean, Quellebrook is still pretty awesome. So how I ran these guys most often was I'd run just the base set and I'd cut out the Warlock. So I had...
Yeah, that's fair.
I had 4 summons out running around. I basically had a front wall of 4 summons and Bashra. And then my other 4 ranged guys would be kind of skirting around. Sometimes Elok would step up and plug a hole if he needed to. But...
That's fair. I mean... Yeah. I don't think any of them are particularly bad.
I don't really think so either. Like, even like, I don't necessarily like Farlan's abilities that much, but he just brings straight up damage. So it's hard to really say.
I think this is one of the few there's usually when you're looking at a faction, it's one who like, you're like, I don't like you. You see, like, I don't want you in my list. Here it's like, I don't know, like, you could. I think the only one that's like a need take is to make the faction feel like the faction is the wizard with the double skeleton. I think that's like, you do that, so you feel like you're playing the Red Wizards, and then you take Zook because he's just great for whatever reason. Somebody really wanted him to be great, and he's great. And then the others are like flavor to taste. But
I think if I'm picking 3 must-takes, it's the wizard, the fighter, and the rogue.
Yeah, I do wizard, rogue, cleric, so you can double down on skeletons.
Yeah.
And then the other 3, like, dog's okay, but that shocking grass was a hell of a hit. If you slow somebody, they can't get away from you too, and you just run up and like tag them, finish it off, it's pretty nutty.
Yep.
As
far as the like any working with cell swords, I think the only one whose slot I really consider, like, so Drom, the turtle fighter, he competes with Zook. Sorry, you're not making the cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Molly Farhill, the cleric that does some initiative stuff, is compelling to me, but competes with Basra.
Oh,
so I don't think you're making
double
the
skeleton.
Cut.
Yeah.
No, the fighter.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah,
then,
I got the Basra. She bashes. Yeah. Okay.
The monk, Sellsword Hengaku, competes with Lament. She's like a striker. She's not really a tank, and I think red wizards already do damage.
Yeah, but
I don't hate it, but I don't really think they need
that's
her.
A reasonable like switch, I think. Yeah.
And then the only one I actually kind of like is Kithra, the paladin that throws the hammers for 3 damage. And she takes the place of the warlock that also throws range attached for 3 damage.
Yeah.
But she at least adds a little bit of beef when she's doing it.
Yeah. That's
so
fair.
I think
what's the range on the hammers?
It's only 2 to 3.
Okay. I guess the 2 to 5 is the reason why you keep the warlock if you wanted that.
He's the longer range, but
because 5 can actually poke at Grabbleshank.
Yeah.
Like make him have to second guess coming up. But then again, if Grabble hits first and he double taps you and you're like,
yeah.
Like, you know, 9 damage to me, god no. But okay, guys, that's Red Wizard. Next week is Many Arrows. Hopefully we'll have some more information about because they've shown, if you go on like Game Nerds or Minter's Market, you can see the next, I think it's Many Arrows and Red Wizards expansions are, I think, have been revealed.
We know they exist.
Yeah, we know they exist. We see the models. They did say that any of the orcs in the multi-kit orc pack can be used to proxy for Many Arrows. And that's cool. But actually, let's look at that real... we got to do our Fifth Trooper podcast here in a sec. But we'll go over that real quick.
Never heard of it.
If you want to hear us talk about Star Wars Legion or complain about it, or just depending on how tired I am, or if, like,
ramble incoherently.
Yeah, dude, it's fine. Frameworks. Frameworks.
You need there.
Oh, I need it. Okay, orc. Drider. Maybe it's on dndminis.com. Let's see.
So I was like, I was this many years old when I learned that the iconic D&D like opponent monster thing, the Drider, was just a combination of the words drow and spider.
Because
the monster is just a combination of a drow and a spider. And I was suddenly very disappointed. It was way less cool to me.
Oh, yo, this guy looks pretty sick. Who is this dude?
He looks like he's like... If you told an AI to make He-Man and Skeletor the same person...
Ultimate War Duke figure. I kind of love him. He's like so edgy. Like, he's like so over the top. Like... Oh my god, that's a really cool desk piece. Yeah, put in an IT ticket.
Hold up, go up 2 pitches. Do you see he has like a fire option for his sword?
Yeah, that's sick. That's actually really cool. Yeah, he's like just over the top enough that like, okay, Orc Mini Park Kids. They showed, okay, maybe it's on there.
They're sure Frameworks. Frameworks Orc.
Yeah, Frameworks. Okay, be good if I typed.
C.
Oh, that. What is K? Let's work with
it's
a K.
40K.
Maybe I got lucky. D&D Orcs, okay. Let's see what we got here. 7 Orcs, okay. The way to like... Okay, good.
You opened a link.
Oh, did I? Okay. I mean, yeah, they look okay.
And none of them are built like.
No.
If you chose the bits specifically to try to do a 1-for-1.
I mean, you can get away with probably like, oh, I did it again. You could probably the bard get away
might
with,
be a
like,
bit of a hard sell.
Yeah. I mean, they just got, and none of them are like a monk. Really? I mean, that's a good looking model though. I will say.
Oh, it I comes guess with a little like faux base. Terrain to put on top of the base. That's kind of cool.
I mean, that's a sick model. I mean, and how many orcs does this make? Seven? For 50 is not bad for the size of these. That's okay. These used to be way more expensive, I remember. They were like not $50. So I thought about For Many Arrows doing something like this and then the framework kobolds. And because then you could do like the...
I mean, they're practically... I think they're already all orcs and kobolds, aren't they?
Yeah, that's all they are. So, but I don't... It's they're like comical kobolds,
like a hobgoblin or something.
Got like old pot and said, "Oh yeah, that's the ranger." They look pretty good. The problem is there's not one that looks like the monk. I mean, yeah, I guess you could always just like no one's got fists. Like,
look at that one in the middle. He's kind of doing like a little bit of a kung fu pose.
Yeah,
he's throwing
bad.
A spear, but if you change the arm,
well, he's got a sling. I mean, You could monks usually use slings, right? I could, but $100.
Well,
to,
he actually, yeah, he has a range attack, so yeah, keep that sling.
That'd be like, okay, here we go. That's got a little sling, got a little rock pack. Okay, like, give him a little, all right, okay. The problem is, like, the ones for Zhentarim are pretty spot on for the framework stuff. Frameworks are actually a good product. I actually,
yeah, but that
like
was
them.
Also the Zhentarim ones that you did were like, a bunch of individual frameworks boxes.
Yeah.
This is like the
pack.
Kits.
Yeah. I know the frameworks 2.0 are around the corner if they're not out. Not 2.0, but the next here we go. That's a good looking model.
Half Elf Ranger.
I did it again.
You opened the link again.
I know. I done did it again.
It's all falling apart.
All right. Okay. Okay, I like that. Looks pretty good.
Dodge on head.
Yeah, like a wolf. Yeah, let's see what we got here. Okay. Bird, sword, like it. Archer, looks good. Dual wheel ranger, painted. Like how it's like his face is just like, the face just don't move when you're like, just giving you that stare across the bar, like, oh God. But he actually looks pretty good. I'm sure he could be used for something. Like, I look at these and
the
my
shanks.
Yeah, gravel shanks would be okay. So I have a. It's like, I want to make sure when I proxy, it at least looks like the class, right? Like that looks like a paladin. That looks like a monk. And that way, when an opponent's playing, they don't have to keep asking. And I don't have a problem answering, but like, I want to make sure clarity for them too, right? It's not like I'm not like make this guy, and I'm like, oh no, that's my paladin. Right, like, oh no, it's so cool. All right, catch us. We're deciding whether we want to do this weekly or bi-weekly. We tried bi-weekly for this one. We just were afraid we might pound through the content too quick and then be kind of like left talking about nothing. that's just how it goes when you do this kind of thing.
Not that we're dealing with that with another game system right now or anything.
Oh, yeah. Rabble fraggle. thanks for listening, folks. Catch us next time on Sword and Board. Stay rad. Have a great night.
See you, Des.
Sword and Board is brought to you by the Fifth Trooper Network.